Laila Tulkadr, the Knight of Power. Women enter through the back of the mosque, cut off from men by thin, white lace curtains. They rest their backs and hips, sore from standing in hot kitchens over pots of lamb stew. My mother is somewhere among them. Tonight is Laila Tulkadr, the night better than a thousand months. Adults will spend the night praying until dawn appears. I will doodle, stroll the halls, and watch them, hungry, thirsty, ready to eat up blessings. The women sit on red rugs, whispering in black hijabs. I walk, bite my lip, and guess which one is the one I see uncovered, at home, the woman who laughs when I touch the mole on her collarbone. My mother calls me with a finger. I run to her side. The vicar is starting soon, she says. When I was five, I stared at silhouettes of men in front, bending in prayer. I could run up and sit on my father's lap. He'd smile when I pointed at men with salt and pepper beards. Now, the women must do. For my birthday last month, my mother gave me a training bra and a white hijab. The women sit in a circle. My mother pulls me in. You need this, she says. 20 black women, mirrors of myself. They finger beads, some strung with red thread, others with green. A woman begins, Ya Allah. The others join, Ya Allah. I bite my nails, the volume rises, Ya Allah. My mother nudges my leg, I call up, Ya Allah. The women's bodies move side to side, forward and back as if rocking a child to sleep. I begin to sway. My mother's thumb rubs my palm. Her skin is soft. Ya Allah. We chant 1,000 times and fill the air with prayer. Ya Allah. The words push against walls, seep through the white curtain and into the men's section. My throat is dry, eyes half open. My voice sounds an echo of itself, as if it has been swallowed by others. And then a woman claps her hands. The swaying ends, the volume sinks, my mother hugs and kisses me, and I hear my voice, Ya Allah, strangely full.